Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis, Lilui Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are Misechta Par. We are in the 12th Perek Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. And we've been talking a lot lately about sprinkling with the Mechatas water using an Ezov, using the Hyset. So the Mishnah asks as follows, Hizo, what happens if a person sprinkled? And Safik min achud, Safik min akush, Safik min agivo. He doesn't know whether it came from the thread from yesterday's Mishnah, where it was a very small Hyset, and so in order to get it into the water, he had to use a thread and a needle, right? So he's not sure if it came from the thread or whether it came from the actual stalk. So since he's not sure, hazayos psula, the hazaya is no good. He's al shnei kelim. What happens if he sprinkled onto two utensils? Safek al shneim, he's a safek mechavero mitza alav. And he's not sure whether the water came from the ezov onto the both of the kelim, or whether it went from ricocheted from one side to the other. So hazayos psula, hazaya is no good. Machachin esuna ala cheres, biza aleha. What if he had a needle that was sitting on top of a piece of pottery, right? And he sprinkled on it. Safik ala machat, he says safik menacheres mitza aleha. He doesn't know whether he sprinkled directly onto the needle or whether when the shard had water on it, it got onto the needle. Sazaya subsula, the azaya of the needle is no good. Tzeluche shepia tzar. What if he has the paraduma water inside a flask? That's a very, very, very narrow-topped flask. So when he dips in the ezov and he pulls it out, he thinks that it's going to squeeze out all the water. So tovo mala kedarko. He can go ahead and dip it in the ezov and he can pull it out normally because there'll still be moisture, according to the Tanakama, on the tips of the ezov. There'll still be water on it. Rabbi Yehuda omer hazaya rishona. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can only do it once. After that, it's not going to have enough. Mechanta shenismatu. What happens if he has a situation where the water in the flask is almost all used up? So it's still, so that tovo afilu rashi givoli mumazo bavachalo yisapig. It's still possible to dip the tips of the ezov into it and wet them to do a hazoya, and that's okay, and he doesn't need to get them any more wet than that. Now, niskabin, le hazos lefana vizalach orav, what if he intended to go ahead and sprinkle in front of him? But in the attempt to move backwards to get a good sprinkle forwards, water came onto the kelim that were behind him. Or lachor visa lafanav, where he wanted to get the stuff behind him with a backhand, and as he picked it up to get the ones in the back, water sprinkled out onto the kelim that were in front of him. So azayas psula, in those situations, the azaya is no good. Right? What happens if it's the opposite? He lafanav, what if it's in front of him, but he's alat studim shalafanav? He meant to get the ones directly in front of him. He got all a bunch of the ones around him that were in front of him, but to the sides. So there has a Yasuk Shera. There we know that it's going to be okay. And why is that? Because, quite frankly, he intended to sprinkle things that were in front of him. Now, Mazan al-Adam midaito shalom midaito. The person, the one doing the Hazah, the Kohen doing the Hazah, has to have intent to go ahead and sprinkle onto the other person. But the other person doesn't have to have it intent to be sprinkled upon. Mazan al adam al akilim v'afilu hein mea. And the Mishnah also says, when many tummy people need to become tar, you don't need to dip and sprinkle 100 times. You can dip once, and if you get a good solid sprinkle, anyone who gets spritzed is going to be able to be tar, whether it's an adam or whether it's kelim. As long as he gets a direct hit from the ezov, he is going to be tohor. So the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Gimel, Niskamin Hazal Sadaver Shu Mekabel Tuma. When the person dips the ezov into the Mechatas, right, the person about to do the dipping intends to do something, to dip it onto, to be mazit, to sprinkle onto something that's tame, whether it's an Adam or Kalim, and then the Behizal Davar Shena Mekabel Tuma, and then after dipping it, he sprinkles onto something which is not able to become tame, like an animal or a stone-based kli. So miyesh beizov lo yishna. If after this first sprinkling there's still enough water on the tip of the ezov stalk to do another sprinkling, he doesn't have to dip it back inside the mechatas. He can go ahead and proceed. However, al davar she'eino mekabel tuma, what if he meant to do it onto an animal? He's al davar she mekabel tuma, and then he gets something that's able to become tame. So miyesh be'ezel v'yishna. So in such a situation, he has to read that, even if there's extra stuff in the ezov. Why is that? So again, the understanding herein is even if he sprinkled on a tame person, the sprinkling is not no good, and they remain tame. He has to go ahead and do it with a proper kavana, which means he has to go back to the utensil that's holding the apara aduma water, dip the ezel back inside, and resprinkle onto the person. Ala adam yizal abehema imiyesh beezel lo yishna. So what happens? What does that mean? It means as follows: if he dipped the ezel with the intention of sprinkling it on a person, then even though he first sprinkled it on an animal, which wasn't tummy to begin with, the rest of the water on the ezel is still okay. He doesn't have to dip it in order to get it onto the person. But if he intended to get it on an animal, which didn't need it in the first place, which means his intention was incorrect in the first place, and then he wants to sprinkle it onto a person, so he has to go back and re-dip it in before he can pull it out. When we're dealing with water that drips, when he dips it into the when he dips the ezov into the mechatas, and he has improper intentions, he wants to use it to sprinkle onto something that's not able to become tame, and then the water drips off into a kli. So those things are still going to be the subsequent dip into any of the drops is still going to be kosher. Lefikach em metamin l'shem mechatas. And therefore, Mechatas contaminates as an Av Hatuma. Okay, we'll stop here. And Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.